It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Later today, the Atlanta City Council could vote on an ordinance proposed by Councilmember Kwanzaa Hall. It would reduce the penalty for possessing less than an ounce of marijuana to a fine instead of possible jail time. Now, when I spoke with Atlanta's new police chief, Erica Shields, last week, I asked her what she thinks about that and whether possession of small amounts of marijuana should simply be legalized.
I think we can agree to the extent of making less than an ounce a ticket, a fine, and not necessarily jail time. The other thing I would say is when I refer to legalization, by no means am I referring to for people that have a true medical need in any way, shape, or form. But when you're just talking that it is being used recreationally, I think it is a big mistake to think legalizing it is not going to bring with it a whole nother set of issues.
So you think it's a gateway drug?
Oh, I know it is. And I say that based off my time when I worked Vice. I wasn't assigned to Vice. I worked plainclothes investigations in Zone 3, Southwest Atlanta, back when it was Stewart Avenue. It was auto dealerships, strip clubs, and seedy motels. And we would do Vice details. And I would encounter all of these prostitutes who came from complete different set of backgrounds. They were black, they were white, they were educated, they were not educated, they were so diverse. And there they were out there prostituting themselves and using crack. And the one commonality between all of them was they started with marijuana. And by starting with marijuana, they were open to experimenting with other drugs. It wasn't until discussions came about legalizing marijuana some years ago that I really started to reflect on what I'd heard all the years previous. I don't think that there's any way you can argue it does not have the potential to be a gateway drug.
So to sum up your position on what Councilman Hall is talking about, are you saying, okay, reduce the penalties for simple possession?
Oh, absolutely. They don't need to go to jail, and they don't need to have a criminal record, and they don't need to be able to not get a job because of it. We can do so much better than that. And what has happened is we're ending up arresting disproportionately a large number of young African-American men, and they're getting a criminal record, and they can never move forward. And it's so, I mean, yeah, as law enforcement, we can do much better than that.
President Trump has said he'd cut off federal funds to sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that any city has actually called itself that. Mayor Reed has used the term welcoming mm-hmm. city for Atlanta. So currently, if someone is brought in for whatever reason and is found to be here illegally, do you contact the federal immigration authorities now?
No. I mean, we're not picking up folks for that reason. So let me say this. We're not doing sweeps. If we have someone in a vehicle who doesn't have a license, we would take them to the jail. I guess the jail may or may not contact. I'm not sure what Fulton County's position is. But for us, our focus is violent crime, and it's very singular, and we want to get it addressed. I mean, our focus is very prescribed. But if we encounter someone and it turns out that they're on some federal pickup list, I don't know if Fulton County is reaching out to the immigration authorities or not.
What would you say to the feds, for instance, with Attorney General Sessions certainly talking about enforcing immigration and the president talking about it, if they said, look, we want you to contact us immediately if you find out somebody's here without proof of citizenship and you've picked them up for whatever reason?
I'm not going to defy the Attorney General of the United States or the President of the United States. And if that's what we're being tasked with doing, I'm sure that we would be obligated to obey the law. That being said, that has not been communicated directly to us, and our priority is violent crime. That is the issue for the city of Atlanta, and that's where we're expending our energies.
One more final one on that subject. Do you want Governor Deal to veto the revised version of the campus carry bill, which would allow holders of concealed weapons permits to bring their weapons into more places than they currently can on public college campuses?
Yes, I would hope that he would. I just think back to when I was in college and, you know, the amount of alcohol that flows there, it's just, I just don't see that there is an upside to this. And I think that it's reasonable if you have a concern about a particular campus, then get the police department, either the local jurisdiction, the college police department, get them involved, make them step up their game. But to I just think this is, has the potential to really not be good.
Well, here in Atlanta, with many college campuses, mm-hmm. we have seen incidents involving violent assaults on people, robberies, for instance, around the college campuses. What would you say to somebody who says, look, if someone feels, and they have a concealed carry permit, that they need to protect themselves and that's the way they feel most comfortable doing it, why shouldn't they be
able to? Well, I would think the first thing I'd tell them is get your data right. Because when we had the violence, it was about 5 years ago. It was off of Georgia Tech property. It was on the side streets, 2 a.m.
We've had some around the AU Center, too.
But again, off the campus.
Right.
Off the campus.
Sure, but if someone is going onto the campus, I mean, do they stop and check their weapon at the door?
You know what? I just don't think that the problem is significant enough that you can take on the potential downside that will come with authorizing it. And that, you know, it's not to say that there is not a component of the argument that isn't valid. It's to say it's a risk analysis. What is the downside that you're absorbing in trying to offset what has occurred on a few isolated incidents?
Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields. Chief Shields, you've been very generous with your time. We really appreciate your coming in and spending this time with us.
No, this is great. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.